18 years ago, a major earthquake hit Turkey near Istanbul, and thousands of people died. Now experts are warning that another quake might be coming, and Turkey isn't ready. For one thing, hundreds of open spaces where people have been told to gather in case of a quake have been sold to developers by the government. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
On August 17, 1999, one of the fault lines running beneath northwestern Turkey began to rumble. The Eurasian plate moved against the Anatolian bloc, and the 7.4 magnitude earthquake left more than 17,000 people dead and 500,000 homeless. As rescue crews searched for survivors and then for bodies, anger mounted at the shoddy construction and lack of disaster readiness that critics said made the quake more deadly than it should have been. Officials responded with a series of reforms. Buildings were slated for strengthening. An important part of the plan was the designation of hundreds of urban green spaces as evacuation points where people could escape collapsing buildings in the event of another earthquake. But nearly 20 years later, the old complaints are being heard again. In a park in Istanbul, I met opposition lawmaker Gürsel Tekin. He spent a decade as Istanbul's deputy mayor. He says as memories of the earthquake faded and property values soared, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government began selling off these evacuation areas to friendly developers. He points to the four giant concrete and glass towers looming over the park.
This place you see in front of us was a public green space, and after the 1999 earthquake, it was designated as a public gathering area. Unfortunately, now it's only a monstrous concrete mountain.
Tekin says hundreds of these evacuation zones have been sold. Even top government officials have acknowledged development got out of hand, without holding anyone accountable. Tekin has been collecting audio clips of officials talking about the loss of open areas generally, including this one from President Erdogan.
Istanbul is no ordinary city. It's an exceptional city, but we did many wrongs to it. We made monstrous buildings, and we did a great wrong to this beautiful city.
Environment Minister Mehmet Özaseki goes further, identifying corruption as a big part of the problem.
Our cities developed very fast in the past 15 years, and corrupt illegal zoning decisions benefited developers and angered the public.
Opposition legislator Gürsel Tekin says this government was certainly not the first to favor well-connected developers over the environment. But he says the current government allowed the development frenzy to get much worse than it was before, and he says it's undone many of the earthquake readiness improvements instituted after the last big quake.
In 1999,
the government acted swiftly after the disaster, creating earthquake gathering areas, launching a national earthquake council, dedicating tax revenues to earthquake readiness. This was extraordinary work in 1 year. What did this government do? Close the council, spend the tax money, and give hundreds of public gathering zones to their developer friends.
The government has said it's working to improve Turkey's earthquake preparedness, but neither the office in charge nor Turkey's official aid groups responded to several requests for comment for this story. Meanwhile, an architects' union says some 7 million buildings in Turkey are still unsafe, 2 million of them in Istanbul. And scientists say another large earthquake is probably in Turkey's future. If it happens, people will need someplace safe to go. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.